You're listening to SBS News.
Christmas is usually a time spent with family and friends. But as the festive period edges ever closer, coronavirus continues to spread around large parts of the globe at a high rate. It's caused the World Health Organization to urge Europeans to wear face masks, maintain physical distancing, and gather outside where possible when celebrating with family and friends. Countries across the continent continue to increase restrictions as they register thousands of new cases and hundreds of additional deaths each day. The Danish government is imposing a hard lockdown over Christmas and the New Year in an attempt to limit the spread of the virus. Malls will close from today, and other shops, with the exception of supermarkets and food stores, will shut from Christmas Day. Bars, restaurants, and museums will also close, and students still in school will be sent home from Monday. Danish authorities say they expect the coming months to be the worst of the pandemic, with record numbers of new infections and hospitalisations being reported in the past day. Despite a spike in cases in the United Kingdom, the government is continuing with plans to allow people from up to three households to mix between the 23rd and 27th of December. The decision has faced criticism from experts who say restrictions should be tightened over the festive season, not relaxed. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the rule represents a limit, not a target.
We're collectively, across the UK, governments at every level, asking you to think hard and in detail about the days ahead and whether you can do more to protect yourself and others. We're keeping the laws the same, but we all want to send the same message. A smaller Christmas is going to be a safer Christmas, and a shorter Christmas is a safer Christmas.
Meanwhile, a senior official says the European Union could give final approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as the 23rd of December. Pending that approval, people in France could start being vaccinated against COVID-19 in the last week of December. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will receive around 1.1 million doses by the end of the year, with another 2.3 million to arrive within the next 2 months. He says that will inoculate around 1.7 million people, with priority given to the elderly, the vulnerable, and carers.
Cette première phase
This first phase will be spread over a period of 6 to 8 weeks, taking into account the 21-day delay between the first injection and the booster.
Several European countries have committed to coordinating the rollout of their vaccination programs. Germany says it will begin immunising its citizens on the 27th of December, with priority given to people in aged care homes. It comes as the country reports a record number of daily COVID-19 deaths. Health Minister Jens Spahn says the Europe-wide approach to vaccination will ensure consistency across the bloc.
In these difficult days, in these days when the virus is once again making it very, very clear to us how hard it can strike, especially in the elderly and nursing homes, how dangerous it is, especially for the elderly in these difficult days, there is also cause for confidence. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic, and we are well prepared for this path.
In the United States, distribution of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is continuing, with authorities saying the country now has enough doses to ensure all nursing home residents are immunised. Healthcare professionals and nursing home residents are being prioritised in the initial stages of the mass vaccination program, with essential workers, elderly people, and individuals with chronic health conditions next in line. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has acknowledged there's scepticism and distrust about the vaccine among some African and Latin American communities, but says he hopes they can be encouraged to change their minds.
I'm not going to ask someone to do something that I wouldn't do myself, and so I intend to be vaccinated. I intend to do it on TV. I hope we'll have a significant number of leaders in racial minority, ethnic minority communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus who will also get vaccinated in public. It's just very important that we demonstrate our complete confidence in the integrity of this program on a bipartisan basis, because we want as many people who are at risk to get vaccinated and eventually as many people in the United States get vaccinated as possible.
Closer to home, the New Zealand government believes it can vaccinate all of its citizens against COVID-19 next year, following two new bulk purchase orders. The new agreements with AstraZeneca and Novavax mean New Zealand will have almost 15 million doses, more than enough to cover its 1.5 million citizens and its Pacific neighbours. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she expects vaccines to be delivered to frontline workers in the second quarter of 2021, with the aim to then commence vaccination of the general public in the second half of the year.
COVID-19 vaccines will be free for everyone who wishes to be vaccinated. We are moving as fast as we can, but we also want to ensure the vaccine is safe for New Zealanders. All of these vaccines still must pass MedSafe approval for use here in New Zealand.
And an international mission led by the WHO is expected to travel to China in the first week of January to investigate the origins of coronavirus. A team of 12 to 15 international experts will spend several weeks in Wuhan, examining evidence, including human and animal samples collected by Chinese researchers, and building on their initial studies. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.